back on the farm.
Hello there. You're just in time for Hillbilly Heartbeats of the Air, so come on in and set a spell, won't you? Here's that lovable First Lady of the Ozarks, Mae Kennedy McCord, ready to chat with you about this, that, and the other in Ozark folklore and traditions. And just generally speaking, to brighten up your Saturday with interest. Good morning, Mae.
Good morning, Fred. Fred and I were talking about old dialect. We often talk about it. I was saying how the president says the interest on money. But when I was a little girl growing up, all the old-timers said the interest. That's an old English word. Of course, you know, they say those things in Harvard, too, believe it or not. Interest. I like to hear him talk. He has so many Cuba and China and all. That's old stuff when I was a little girl. I like it. Well, thank you, Fred, anyway. Good morning, friends. It's fall sure enough, isn't it? Ruth Tyler Neosho, who is one of Ozark Land's foremost poets, I remember her little dialect poem about fall. She said, there ain't nary place as pretty as the Ozarks in the fall. Rivers shining, flowers blooming, colored leaves and all. Red and yellow, gold and brown, and cedars smelling green. Sure is the prettiest place these eyes have ever seen. I'm thankful for willing hands and strength. Fred and I were talking about the word strength. And I remember the old timers and the preachers used to say, Lord, give me strength, not strength. There's no G in it. And that's an old English word. Go over to the college and look at your old English glossary and you'll find them all. I'm thankful for willing hands and strength to do God's will. Spring water and firewood, our cabin on the hill. Livestock, a patch of ground that grows all their feed. Sun and rain, good neighbors close. What more's a body need? I love the good old summertime, the elders' tatted lace, and winter in the cabin round the fireplace. I always crave for springtime, the apple blooms and all, but everything is surely prime in the Ozarks in the fall. Yes, it is, but boo-hoo-hoo-hoo, it was cold coming up this morning. Here's Henry creeping in. For years, I've had so much relaxation and rest and fun when everything else goes wrong. Just taking down a book I have, Breezes from Persimmon Holler, written by Mirandy, that marvelous radio woman in Los Angeles who was for 15 years or more the most popular thing on the whole Pacific coast, as far as they could hear her on the America-wide Farm Hour. Don't you remember the Farm Hour that went everywhere? Originated in Chicago. Mirandy was my dear friend. She was once a teacher of dramatics right here in Springfield Schools, and she was born and reared down in Taney County. A girl who managed to go to college and made something of herself. She married a real estate man when she lived here, Fred Barsfeld. I think she married him here, maybe after she got out to California, I don't know. So Mirandy, who went by just the name of Mirandy of Persimmon Holler, all over America on the air, is Miss Fred Barsfeld. I don't know if Mirandy's on the radio yet. She was 3 years ago when I last got a letter from her. But I do her just like I do all the rest of my friends. I fail to answer the letters. Oh, I love my friends. Why don't I write to them? You know, I have some sort of block against constant letter writing because I've done it so many years by the thousands. And I struggle with this block, as nobody knows or ever will know. And yet I love to write them. And I love to get your letters and all the ones from my friends and my dear ones. And I'd just curl up and die if I didn't get them. Well, Mirandy, who always talks and writes in dialect, says in her book, which she sent me a few years ago, she says this, you know, when I was a kid in Persimmon Holler, you used to have what we called chill weather. It meant weather when we had chills and fever. And she's right, I've had them, and a lot of you have. We used to have the ague down in my Persimmon Holler in my wonderful Ozark childhood, and we'd shake till we'd mighty nigh shake our back teeth out. chill one day and sweat the next. There was enough remedies and teas and chill tonics to fill a barn, but they all failed. So the old-timers used to say the only way to get shed of sickness was just to move off and leave it. So they'd take down the fiddle and the shotgun, shut the door, call the dogs, and go. And then Mirandy, she used to grow philosophical and argify about things on the air. And believe me, every ear was tuned to radio at that moment. She said they can crack all the jokes they want to about the old-time hillbilly that could saucer his coffee and never spill a drap. The old hillbilly that roofed his cabin with possum hides and used the tails for lightning rods. Dewey Short said that. I don't know how Mirandy got a hold of it. Who was born with a tick behind his ear and weaned on corn liquor out of a jug. Well, most of that wasn't so, and was just talk. But for honesty and the milk of human kindness, you can't beat them old-timers. But the automobile and the store-bought bread and the can opener and the permanent wave is a-moving in on us and sort of shoving out the good old times of camp meetings and corn huskings and lasses bilings and foot-washing meetings. And I sure hope I don't live to see the day a body has to lock his house in Persimmon Holler. The finest thing that ever growed in these hills is the old neighborly spirit. Folks that loaned and borrowed and always paid back a little bit more than they borrowed. That set up with you in sickness and comforted you in death. There's no substitute for that and never will be. Well, you know, I think a lot of ways of civilization has got too big for its britches. There's a heap of houses that's got more bathtubs in them than they got Bibles. And by grannies, that's a mistake, and don't you forget it. Fred agrees with Mirandy, so do I. Got more bathtubs than Bibles. All that Mirandy, she was a case. She knew her business. Yes, I'm like her. I often wonder if progress is really progress. But I'm still thankful for all the loveliness we have here this fall and always. You should have seen the beauty of the hills at Eureka Springs this last week when we were at the Folk Festival. My friend Virginia Ferenberg and I had a real time. We were entertained in the lovely home of Miss Alice Coleman. The festival was running over with people from many states in the Union. I think about 20. Young man sat in front of me said he'd driven from St. Petersburg, Florida, in his car to come to the festival. People who drove there and made it a pilgrimage. Yes, we have everything in our Ozarks, the constant lure of adventure, the beauty and fragrance of the good earth, an ever-shifting panorama of loveliness, a sense of freedom, and a truly American people. We may not have the great experiences of the great city, but think of the cost they often pay for that. They give us the grind of a great city and they call it glory, and it often leaves us broken on the junk heap of humanity. And who wants that? Pardon me. Go down the Bowery in New York and look and see. I've been down it. And we have the things for which our forefathers gave their lives, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And neither principalities nor powers can take them away from us. Well, I'm always happy to get these trading stamps from the dear women when I came here on Saturday. And I got, this morning I'll be writing you a little line. I had stamps from a lady at Success, Missouri, and Walker, Missouri, and Raymondville, and Greenfield and Highlandville. You know, next Saturday, Ms. Eula Wyman told me to tell you that we'd know all about where we stood and when we're gonna get the bus and all about it. So a woman came to have a talk with her from headquarters, and I'll let you know next Saturday. Any kind of stamps, I don't care what they are, old or new, they all do, and keep a sending them as long as I tell you. I want to say happy birthday to Mr. H.D. Fielden of this city, who will be 89 next Monday. He and his dear wife, who is blind from glaucoma, have been friends of mine for a good many years. They're wonderful people. God bless them both. Mr. Fielden says he celebrated the first 100-year anniversary of the Revolutionary War, which he remembers well. And he celebrated also the 100-year anniversary of Ozark County. Happy birthday, Mr. Fielden, and may you have many more. Mr. Fielden is not well for the last few weeks. He says, oh, just too much mileage, the doctor says. Now, Mr. Fielden, you just forget it. Lots of people write me with more mileage than you have. I hope to see you both again in the near future. Well, things happened to me. You remember I spoke one time of turnip kraut they used to make. Make it just like cabbage kraut. I'll give you the recipe next Saturday if you want it. And it's really something. My folks used to make it when I was a child, and I just barely remembered eating it. It's delicious. Turnip kraut. Well, a Mr. Earl Russell of this city called me this week and told me he had made 3 gallons, a thing he had promised himself he would do all his life and just now got it done, he says. His father used to make it. He raised a great patch of the finest turnips for that purpose, sweet and tender, and he said he was bringing me some. So he did, he and Mrs. Russell. Also, he brought me about 2 gallons of turnips already shaved in tiny shoestrings on his cutter, ready to make. Can you beat that? Well, I have it down in glass jars and set away. It'll be made or ripe in about 2 weeks, and I'll let you know how it tastes. Let you know how good it is. It seems that the nicest things in the world happen to me, and I never feel that I deserve them. You remember I talked about how students nowadays could not write like students used to, and I believe that that punk vertical system which came into the schools of America about 50 years ago was the sole cause of it. Then a teacher in this city, I told you about it, she sent me her pupils' writing, Miss Virgil Rich, and then, and her own writing was so beautiful, Spencerian writing. The old Spencerian system we all learned, we older ones. It's the only lovely and perfect writing that ever was in existence. Well, Mr. Lloyd Trantham of the Trantham Jewelry Company of Ozark wrote me on the subject, and believe me, I have lived all my years, but I never saw such beautiful writing as his in this world. I wish you all could see it. I'm keeping his letter for what I call my generation leather-bound scrapbook. I'm keeping it in that scrapbook for coming generations to see. Mr. Trantham's is, of course, the Spencerian system, as I said, the most beautiful writing I ever laid my eyes on. You can scarcely realize a human hand wrote it, light and shaded and perfect. He says he keeps a scrapbook of beautiful penmanship of friends. He asked me to send him mine. Oh, you know, I bragged a little on my writing last Saturday. Why, oh, why did I do it? Now I'm up against it, put up or shut up. Well, I'm going to have to shut up. My time's up. I'm not through, but I'll finish whatever I had to say next Saturday. And I've got a cute story to tell you about the Berry Tour folks next Saturday, how a possum got in their car. I'll see you next Saturday, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Now send my love to the Berry Tour people in their big bus.